Back here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're joined now by the head coach of the Pella Christian football team, Rich Kaczmarinski, honoring and remembering the legacy of the guy who started the football program at Pella Christian, Jerry Staton. Coach, appreciate you taking some time, and I know you got to work alongside of Coach Staton a little bit as Pella Christian was in the process of bringing football to the school. If you can, just take us through what you kind of remember about that time and what a role Coach Staton played in bringing football to Eagle Lane.
Well, thank you, Tyler. I'm really appreciative of this time. I always thought a lot of Coach Staton. He's a great man, a great coach. And honestly, he was the perfect guy to start football at Pella Christian back in 2004. He was our first head coach, and he did that for 4 years and did just a wonderful job of really setting the foundation stones of this program and how we're gonna operate, how we're gonna treat kids, and how we're gonna play football. So I got a chance to coach for him for 2 years as an assistant, and learned a lot from him, and it was really fun. You know, Jerry is one of these guys that when you were on his staff, I mean, you're like part of the family, and so he just did a tremendous job of kind of getting football started at Pella Christian and kind of weaving all those things together so that it would work.
And one thing I wanted to touch on too with him is, you know, a lot of the people who maybe didn't get the chance to know him, they're going to look back at the legacy of Coach Staton and they're going to see all the success he had on the gridiron, whether that be at Oskaloosa or at Pella Christian or at Albia as well. But I know that for a lot of the people that knew him, that legacy is going to be much more than just what he brought on the football field. What can you just say about the lasting legacy he leaves as not just the football coach, but the human?
Well, I think, I think you see it in obviously the lives of his former players. Almost every player that played for Jerry, you know, has a great memory of how he touched their life, you know, not just on the field, but really in their personal life. Jerry really believed in a code, you know, as far as how you played and how you lived your life. One of the things he brought to Pella Christian was a study table, you know, for guys who were struggling academically. He was a consummate teacher coach. So, you know, he wanted guys to be successful, obviously on the field, but he wanted them to be successful in their life. And he believed that academics was part of that while they're in school and just doing things the right way. So, you know, his faith was important to him. And so helping people grow in their faith, helping people grow academically, big in the weight room, helping guys get stronger and playing. You know, he was a great coach, great technician. So helping guys grow in all these ways. I think that was the thing that drove him, that fueled him, and you know, got him, kept him going. Just he loved to coach kids, loved to coach football, and those of us who got to play for him or coach for him were really blessed.
And again, we're talking to Rich Kaczmarinski, head coach of the Pella Christian football team, talking about the life of Jerry Staton, one of the founding members of Pella Christian football. And you mentioned you got the chance to kind of coach with him and kind of see how he started to lay that foundation of what Pella Christian football was at that time and even is today. And when you look at that foundation that he kind of set and getting to work alongside of him and helping kind of create what the program was going to become now that you've taken over it, been there for so many years, what stands out to you about that foundation that he kind of set forth for not just yourself, but for the players that are and coaches that have followed now in making Pella Christian football what it is?
Yeah, I think for Jerry, it was always about putting the kids first. It was always about, you know, what can we do to help the kids be successful? And it wasn't about him. It wasn't about the coaches. It wasn't about the parents. It wasn't about the school. It was always about, you know, what can we do to help the kids? And that was something that I think that really struck me when I coached with him, and I think that's how he lived his life, and so I think that was probably a big foundation stone that he put into place at Pella Christian that we've tried to follow all these years since then.
And just kind of, you know, for those who maybe didn't have the chance to get to know Coach Staton personally, I know for myself, I got to talk with him last year for the first time, talking about the 20 years of Pele Christian football and things like that. If there's someone who didn't know Coach Dayton, they're hearing this today, what would be one thing that you think that not just himself, but that you would want people to know about Coach Dayton and the impact he had, not just as a football coach, but as a person and someone who was a big contributor to several communities?
Well, there's so many things about Coach Dayton. I mean, one of the things that is true about him, he's just a fun guy. You know, he was always learning something, and he was always sharing that with you. And I guess, you know, when you can tell when you're around great people because of how they make you feel. Coach Dayton was one of those guys that, you know, when you were in his presence, you had his attention. He respected you. He honored you and called out the best in you. So I think that, you know, he always had a joke. He always had a smile. There were no strangers for Jerry Staten. And he was just, so how he treated people was just a great, great, great thing. And we're all going to miss him. You know, we know he's in a better place now, and I'm thankful he's not suffering, you know, but he was just a great person and a great coach.
Coach, are there any final thoughts you would like to give about Coach Staten and just maybe what he's meant to you or what he's meant to Pele Christian or Oskaloosa Albia, things of that nature that you'd like to share today?
Well, I think that the biggest thing is I think, you know, Jerry did things the right way. You know, obviously he won. You know, he's in the Hall of Fame, you know, won a state championship, been in the finals, been in the dome, semifinals, playoffs, conference championships, all those things. So he was successful on the field, but I think, you know, I think the big thing that he was proud of, and I'm thankful for and proud of him, is just how, you know, it was more than football. You know, it was more than winning. It was helping people be successful and growing. And you know, obviously, you know, he told me one time, you know, because this was when I was coaching college ball. He goes, you know, I've always just loved high school football and loved coaching high school guys. And that was his calling, and he was so passionate about it. And the other thing is family. You know, his family was a family affair. You know, Sharon and the kids, you know, they supported him, and they were just part of it. So it was a great thing to see, and he's going to be greatly missed, but his legacy will live a long time.
He will be missed, and his legacy will live on for a long time through the athletes he coached and the people he was around. Coach, appreciate your time, and thank you for talking about a man who meant a lot to a lot of people and just kind of providing some of the details around you know, what he's meant to you personally and to those around him.
Well, like I said, he was just a great, great person. You know, it's hard to say whether he's a better person or a better coach. He was really good at both of them. Always made me feel, always welcomed me, always made me feel great, very good to me. So just have a lot of great memories about Jerry Staten.
Once again, that was head coach of the Pele Christian football program, Rich Kaczmarinski, talking about one of the founding members of Pele Christian football, Jerry Staten, who passed away last week at the age of 84, here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.